What is happening?
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Why is Ryan running StreamYard?
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Matteau swoops in to intercept. Matteau behind the net. Swings it in front. He's down!
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Welcome, everyone, to a very special episode of the Agents of Field podcast, episode number 12. Sorry if you saw those technical difficulties right at the beginning.
A break here.
So we are joined right now by Brian and Anthony. We'll have a larger panel joining in a little bit for our MCU Marvel 616 day fantasy draft. Brian, how are you feeling today? Avalanche is starting the Stanley Cup final tonight. How you doing? How are your nerves?
I am a lot better now that you have turned the game off. Yeah, 50 seconds ahead to what I'm seeing.
Get cable, man. Figure it out. Don't be behind.
I'm cheap.
Are you nervous? What are you thinking?
I'm not nervous yet. We're only 7.5 minutes into game one. So like the nerves will get there either when we're up 3-1 or down 3-1. And like, but I'm not there yet, but I'm stoked to be in the final for the first time in 21 years.
Cool. Anthony, neither of our teams made it to the Stanley Cup final. I know that you haven't watched any hockey since the Blues were eliminated. How you doing? How's your past week?
It's been good. Still rooting for the Lightning. Go Pat Maroon. Go Brian Elliott.
Yeah.
One nothing, boys. One nothing.
Still took you longer to score a goal in the first game against the Lightning than it did the Rangers. So
production should not be disseminated without permission, written consent of the National Hockey League. But 1-0.
So based on you not being able to score until like 6-7 minutes in, I'm going to say Lightning in 5. All right. So we're going to get right into our news because we have a action-packed episode here tonight. So the first bit of news, former St. Louis Blues goaltender and longtime Buffalo Sabre Ryan Miller will have his jersey retired by the Sabres next year. It's a big honor. He was the backbone of that franchise for a really long time until he was due for unrestricted free agency and then got traded to St. Louis. Anthony, you got some time with Ryan Miller down there, as we said. What are your thoughts on Miller getting his jersey retired?
I'm not going to lie to you. I forgot he even played for the Blues for a second there.
I don't know when you knew that. I was about to ask.
When you said that, I was like, I thought we were going to talk about Cutter Hutton. No, come to think of it, I actually knew that Ryan Miller was coming here a day before it was made public due to a friend I have within the organization.
Insider trading.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, he got kind of a raw deal when he came here. You know, we traded for him. We told him, you are what we need to win the Stanley Cup. And they put all the pressure on his back because we had gone so long without having a goaltender that could, you know, handle the pressure of the playoffs. And they thought Ryan Miller was going to be the guy, and he absolutely was not. And he was hung out to dry. So his time here in St. Louis was short-lived, but congratulations for him on being able to retire and enjoy the rest of his time.
Yeah, I think that
when did he retire though?
He retired 2 years ago from when he was with the Ducks. He played, so after St. Louis he signed with Vancouver for 2 years and then he went to the Ducks for 2 or 3 years.
He's been retired for 2 years already?
I think so. I mean, maybe it was just last year. It might have just been this past year he didn't play. Yeah, but by the time he gets it retired, it'll be 2 years.
Ring of Honor, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's Ring of Honor, have his full number retired. It's really great for him. I mean, one of the great American goaltenders to ever play. And, you know, Buffalo fans deserve something positive because they haven't had a lot to be positive about in the past couple of years. The Jack Eichel saga, just the team absolutely sucking. And
two nothing, boys.
Screw this guy.
I'm already annoyed. Can you kick him out?
Yeah, I'm debating it. All right, so, you know, Anthony mentioned it. We're going to mention it briefly. Carter Hutton also retired today. Actually, it was announced, I think, today or yesterday. You know, goaltender, he played quite a few years in the NHL. He played with the Coyotes, the Maple Leafs, the Sabres, the Blues, some other teams I can't remember right now.
He was all over the place. He was kind of one of those traveling backups.
Yeah, he just kind of – he never really got his footing in the NHL. I mean, he had some time splitting as a 1A in Buffalo and in Arizona, but those were two dumpster fires of a franchise at the time. So, yeah,
he Carter, was with the Blackhawks, Predators, Blues, Sabres, Coyotes.
Yeah, so he – and then he was with the Maple Leafs this year but never played a game with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to have his jersey retired anywhere. He will not go into any Ring of Honors. He's just been one of those guys who had a lengthy NHL career, and people can't really figure out why. So congrats to Carter Hutton on his retirement, and we will move right along. So on – when was that game? Last Thursday, after game five of the Rangers-Lightning series, a New York Rangers fan – absolutely disgusting person decided to,
because he's a Rangers fan, or
no, because he's a jerk. Okay. And decided to, in the middle of an argument, which, you know, his team lost, they're going back and forth verbal, as long as there's nothing nasty is fine, just be like, yeah, your team sucks, whatever, but decided to punch the Tampa Bay Lightning fan in the face, knock him out cold. And then when another guest tried to, you know, hold him back so that security could get him, he punched that fan too.
Oh, God.
So that dude is had his court hearing this week. He was charged with two counts of assault. And that I'm just going to go out and say it, like, that dude has no place being in a Rangers fandom. Like, that dude does not speak for the rest of the Rangers fans. There was so many Rangers fans who tried to help the Tampa Bay guy out. It is never okay to use violence ever. And for something as silly as your team losing a game, like, that's just ridiculous. This guy has a permanent ban from MSG, from all venues at MSG. Hopefully the NHL gives him a lifetime ban to never be able to go to any stadium again. Did you guys see this? And do you agree? I'm sure you agree with me that, you know, there's never a reason to knock out another fan.
I wonder if the Lightning fan was, I mean, kind of running his mouth ahead of time. Like, there's no excuse for this whatsoever, but the guy was already recording for a reason. Either A, he knew the assaulter, or B, he knew something was about to go down. Either way, just awful. Horrible human being. Like you said, he deserves to be banned from everything, everywhere. Like, he straight up deserves to be in jail, in my opinion.
And I think that's where I don't know where he's ended up, but he did have a court hearing for two counts of assault and two counts of, it's aggravated assault and whatever. So
currently filled out a change of address form to the New York State Penitentiary. All right.
Yeah, exactly. So,
he's going on a federally assisted vacation for a while.
the good thing is that, the Tampa Bay fan ended up, you know, he was in the hospital, but he ended up being able to, leave, and he ended up getting a text from the owner of the Lightning being like, hey, like, I'm so sorry that happened to you, like, what can we do to make it up for you, like, how, whatever. And they were like, nah, I'm fine, just go out and win the next game and close out the Rangers, which they did. And then he sent them some playoff swag, so good on the Lightning owner. I mean, he didn't have to do that, but
can't believe he went wearing an opposing jersey. What kind of animal would do that?
What idiot shows up at an NHL playoff game in the opposing team's jersey?
What clown would even dare do that? How's Kadri doing? Did he score any of the two?
Shut up. No, the answer, Ryan.
Yes. But update on Kadri is that he has been skating with no stick, so that he should be, he could be ready to play if this series gets extended.
Well, he's got a broken thumb, so I mean, holding a stick is probably about the hardest thing that you could do. But, like, that is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So moving right along, the Flyers are on the verge of hiring John Tortorella as their new head coach. John Tortorella worked this year with ESPN as an analyst, and he has coached with Columbus most recently, also Vancouver, the New York Rangers, won the Stanley Cup in 2004 with Tampa Bay. He's known for his old school physical mentality and hates the current way the NHL is going with the young kids doing all their skill moves.
Great hire.
Yeah, so considering the Flyers are trying to be in the middle of a rebuild with young kids, doesn't seem like the greatest option. The deal's not done yet, but all signs point to it being that way. Anthony, what are your thoughts on John Tortorella in Philly?
He looks like a raisin with legs. All I really know about him is I think he was with Columbus, and there was video or audio of him just absolutely losing his shit. Just, I think, in the clubhouse or locker room. excuse me.
Tortorella eating a fruit gusher and turning into a raisin.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a weird choice, you know, to hire all these old school coaches in this game that is obviously changing to a, you know, younger mindset and more skill base. I mean, players are faster. You know, sometimes, yeah, being the bigger team, going out there, putting a heavy physical presence against a team that has a lot of speed and skill like that will work, but it's not going to work long term. I mean,
yeah, I don't see him being the coach of that team for more than 2 to 3 years. I think that they want to reestablish their identity as the Broad Street Bullies, and he will make sure that that happens, but he's not going to help them develop as much as they need to get back into the playoffs. So, Brian, do you agree that Tortorella is not really going to work out in Philly?
I used to like him enough, but that's not the guy that you want to hire with a bunch of impressionable 21-year-old hockey players that are trying to make it in this league that he doesn't want them to be them.
10 years ago, 20 years ago at this point, I guess 18 years ago when he was coaching with Tampa, absolutely. But not right now. I just don't think that. I mean, if you have a veteran team, it's one thing, but another coach that got a new gig. He was not unemployed for very long. He was fired by the Bruins last week, and the Golden Knights already hired Bruce Cassidy as their new head coach. They got their guy. They clearly wanted him very badly, and they got him. Brian, I know the Golden Knights are your favorite team ever. So what are your thoughts on them bringing in a winning coach?
Bruce Cassidy is dead to me.
What about Butch Cassidy? Is he dead to you?
Courtesy of Butch Cassidy. No, I mean, good for Vegas. It almost feels like they had to have known this was coming because they waited so long. Like, the firing of their coach didn't make a lot of sense, and then they'd waited for a really long time. So they had to have known something like this was potentially available to them. It's a good coach. He deserved to land on his feet. Good for them. Jack Eichel being on that team scares me, man. Like, I hate that team. And I just want him to go away.
Yeah, there was talks that Jack Eichel could have been traded to the Bruins at some point when he was with the Sabres. And then I saw someone tweet today. They were like, yes, Jack Eichel and Bruce Cassidy reunited in Nevada, just like we all thought. Anthony, you have any thoughts on Cassidy? Just move on.
Nah.
All right. So, Brian, this one's going to be just for you and me because I know Anthony doesn't know anything about basketball. So,
is that the one with the little wizard boy?
The Denver Nuggets traded my notes are all mixed up. J. Michael Green and a 2027 first round pick to Oklahoma City for the 30th overall pick this year and two future second round picks in 2023 and 2024. Seems like this was more of a cap clearing move and to get a late pick this year. You know, what are your thoughts on J. Michael Green and Denver picking up a 30th overall pick?
I mean, 30th overall pick is pretty pointless in the NBA. If you don't have a top 10 pick, it's for the most part not worth having. Now, obviously, there is 2-1 Avs. There is worth, I mean, Nikola Jokic, for example, happened in the second round, 42nd overall pick, but that's pretty rare. At some point, Sam Presti in Oklahoma City has to start keeping their picks at some point and using them. But if you're going to deal 2027 picks, and the world's going to be over by then. So I don't think it really matters.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in agreement with that, that I think that...
That the world's going to end? Cool.
No, that it doesn't really matter. 30th overall pick is pointless. That basically trading a getting 30th pick now for magic beans of what a 2027 first round pick could be. Second round picks are pretty much useless, like you said, with the exception of like if you get a stud like Jokic, but
pretty rare.
Yeah. So in other basketball collecting news, a Michael Jordan rookie card sold this past week for a record $1.008 million. It was a 8.5 graded Fleer rookie card. It's the most one of his cards has ever gone for, and it's somewhere near the top of the merchandise. I know he's had sneakers that have sold for like $350K, autographed like upwards of like $650K. But we talked about the Diego Maradona jersey for 8 point something million a couple weeks ago, 1.8 million or 1.08 million for MJ rookie card. That's pretty crazy. Anthony, you got a big collection of things behind you, baseball, memorabilia. If you were so well off financially that you could pay $1.08 million for a collectible, would you ever do it?
Not a card, that's for sure. I mean, I gotta be close to a damn near billionaire before I start spending $1 million on anything.
Yeah, a card is one thing. Like if it's like a piece of like if it's like home plate from a World Series or something.
Like game used jersey from somebody. But even then, I mean, it's got to be something. It's got to be like Albert Pujols's, you know, game worn jersey when he hit, you know, his 700th home run, something like that. I mean, it's got to be a huge milestone. Yeah. But even that, you know. I would never sell that. So then I just spend $1 million to hang something on my wall. I don't have any friends to come over and see it. So it's like, what would even be the point? But
you'd put it behind you as a background.
But yeah, $1 million on a card is just nuts. I mean, it's got to have his DNA on there to clone that bad boy or something.
The Maradona jersey did. Brian, Brian, I'm under the impression you also would not spend this kind of money, even if you had it.
No, that's the guy to spend it on, but I wouldn't do that. I mean, I can spend frivolously like anybody, but that's a lot for a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I saw something even as much as one of the boxes that you had a chance to get one of his rookie cards in recently sold for like $10K just for the chance to maybe get his rookie card.
Cards have gotten a lot bigger since like when
be a mystery
since the beginning of COVID. Because there's a shop by me that I had a box full of cards from when I was younger, took it in there just to see if anything was worth anything. And obviously not anything like a Michael Jordan rookie card, but they had a LeBron James card in there that was like $28,000. And I'm like, this is just absolutely just batshit crazy to me. I mean, you know, everybody has their thing. I can't, you know, say anything about what people collect, but, you know, cards has just been one of those things that, yeah, they're fun. You know, like the game used jersey cards, or, you know, I've got cards with pieces of the outfield wall, or, you know, the player's shoe or their hat, that kind of stuff. But just to have a rookie card of somebody, I don't get it.
Yeah. So I just saw Kara's comment. Yes, that news came in yesterday and I forgot to put it on the list, but I did note that Jessica Campbell, who was the first woman who coached at the men's world championship, was actually hired by the New York Rangers to help run their development camp this year. She was also part of Team Canada playing hockey when she was playing. And it's a really great hire. She's been like really influential in the game the last couple years since she stopped playing. And it's going to be a really great hire for the Rangers, I believe, to have her as a development coach. And if they could bring her on long term, that would be awesome. So we're going to move into the world of soccer really quick. World Cup news. Australia beat Peru in penalty kicks 5-4 to advance to the World Cup. and Costa Rica beat New Zealand 1-0 to claim the final World Cup spot, the final intercontinental playoff game. That game had some controversy in it. Apparently, the New Zealand coach was not very happy with the official and made his comments public. I would not be surprised if he gets fined for those. But congratulations to Costa Rica and Australia for earning spots in the World Cup. They both deserve it. They'll both be there. Brian, any predictions on if they'll be able to make any noise, or they're just kind of going to be round robin fizzle out?
It's always funny to me when FIFA finds somebody, because it's like Tony Soprano fighting somebody for something. Just horrible people fining people for horrible behavior. It's ridiculous. Peru has never been to the World Cup before. They got really, really close to it. But it's nice for the Australians to make the World Cup. They're always fun. I would have preferred New Zealand. I just don't like Costa Rica. Just that's CONCACAF rooting against CONCACAF. But yeah, like, I'm fine with it. I'm just, Wales is also in the United States group now, which we talked about last week. So I just want to get to the, I want to get to the quarterfinals. I don't want to get only out of the group. I want to get to at least the quarterfinals.
Okay. That's a fair, fair wish list. So in our final bit of news, before we do two quick segments and then move on to our expanded panel MCU draft. So MLS and Apple TV yesterday agreed to a 10-year streaming deal, which will see them stream every MLS game on their app. It's monumental that they'll have a streaming service with no blackouts that do not apply. If Brian, you know, in Orlando wants, you know, watch an away Orlando City game,
he can. A home Orlando City game for that matter.
Yeah. He can. If I want to watch New York Red Bulls or New York City FC, I can. When St. Louis comes into play for Anthony, he could watch those. And there's no blackouts, which is incredible, because that's the issue with all these apps. It's like, yes, pay for NHL TV, pay for MLB TV, but then when your team's playing on it, you can't watch it. Just silly. So, Brian,
these dominoes start to fall and everybody else realizes that this is, I mean, you know, they're the reason I have sports is the reason I have cable still. You know, just for Dallas Sports Midwest. You know, it's just easier that way instead of having to deal with a whatever scrambles your IP address, whatever that thing's called. Can't remember. VPN. Not having to worry about that and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully everybody else realizes how good of an idea this is, and then MLB can just sit back and then take all of my money instead of me giving it to Charter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just the way the current television contracts are structured. MLS is just the first league to come up in the streaming age on their television contracts. I mean, this is a 10-year, like you said, Ryan, it's 10 years, but it's international too. So you could see MLS actually sign other international players now that they can keep their brand internationally if people really want to watch MLS. I don't know why, if you're used to watching Premier League soccer, you would want to start watching MLS. That's like us watching the NHL and then going and watching like 8-year-olds play hockey. It's MLS is not exactly strong competition, but St. Louis joins the league next year. They're expanding. Honestly, there's too many teams in the MLS, in my opinion, which really waters down the product, but it's an international streaming deal and anybody can watch it. So it's cool. We need to get rid of local blackouts.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Okay. So we're going to move on.
Colorado's going on a 5-on-3 for 93 seconds.
No one cares. I have one piece of news.
Okay, go ahead.
It's baseball. Players of the San Francisco Giants have been wearing t-shirts that say stashing players on the IL isn't cheating. That Jock Peterson made or had made. And it says like fantasy football rules, and then it's that, and then like his signature's at the bottom of it. So
did you see Mike Trout when he was mic'd up talking about on ESPN, talking about how ESPN needs to fix their fantasy rules and it's not his problem?
I'm dead.
It was awesome.
That's so
funny. Just want to know, in what world is Tommy Pham in a league with Mike Trout and Jock Peterson?
I know, right?
Tommy Pham's he's a, you know, major leaguer, but he's a nobody compared to those guys.
Yeah, but if you're willing to pay that crazy amount of money to play fantasy football, they'll probably take you.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know what the buy-in was, but
no, I don't either. But
probably stupid.
I'm guessing about 50K.
So, all right, we're going to move on to two quick segments before we let everyone else in. The first is the newly named Ryan's Regal Reviews, where I review a movie that I watched this week. This week, it was I wouldn't say a very well acclaimed movie, but I kind of ran out of time to watch another movie. So I watched whatever movie I'd watched over the weekend that was new. I watched Pitch Perfect 3 for the first time. And that movie, I had heard it was going to be bad. I'm like, how bad could it be? The first two were really good.
Can't be that bad.
How bad could it be if the first two were really good? And he decided to make it a spy thriller for some reason, which makes no sense whatsoever. The riff-offs are my favorite part of the first two movies, and this one absolutely was trash. They were using instruments. There's no instruments in a riff-off. So, yeah, I would give this movie like a 3.8 to 4.2 out of 10.
Will you watch it again?
I would watch it again if I'm watching the trilogy, but I'm not going to watch that one solo for no reason.
All you need is Anna Kendrick.
Also, I think Brian's on a high from the Avalanche that he missed the fact that Maya said Anna Kendrick looks like a witch.
I did miss that. She's also wrong. Or she's the hottest witch of all time.
Okay, so we're going to go to do our quick Bruce Banner's bandwagon early today, since we'll have seven people later and won't be able to do all seven people for a bandwagon. So, Brian, why don't you start us off with your Bruce Banner's bandwagon?
I'm on the bandwagon of Joe Madden having a red mohawk that he got he got fired and never got to reveal it to anybody.
That's freaking hilarious. When I saw that broke, I was like, no way.
Yeah, and Tim Kirkjian broke it, so you know it's correct. I am off the bandwagon of this weather. It's so freaking hot outside all the time. I'm also off of moving because I'm currently moving and it's the worst.
The worst. Anthony, your bandwagons.
I'm going to be on the deal with the MLS and Apple TV. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully that gets everybody else on board. Bandwagon that I'm off. Miles Michaelis, garbage. He's one strike away from a no-hitter. So just get rid of him. Trade him, do something.
Loser.
I know. Just one more pitch. That's all we needed. But no.
I'm sorry to hear about your loss of one strike.
I will say it was weird. We won 9-1, I believe it was.
I'm also off the bandwagon of no hitters with a run allowed. It shouldn't be a no hitter at that point.
I mean, yeah. If they didn't give up any hits at that point.
I know, but there's still a run allowed and errors, and it's dumb.
I agree with that because I didn't understand it when it happened with the red. Reds?
And I got to be fully transparent. We totally guessed this how that happened. We were way wrong when we were discussing that on this show, but that's fine.
Okay. All right. So my bandwagon I'm jumping on is going to be this. Actually, I'm going to stay on it. Is Miss Marvel? That show has been unbelievable. No spoilers. I know Brian hasn't seen it yet, but Episode 2 was phenomenal. Watch it this morning. I'm really, really loving the show. It's creeping up to compete with WandaVision for the top show. And then the bandwagon I'm jumping off is San Diego Comic-Con Funko Pops. There has not been a single, there's been one that I've been interested in so far. And last year there was like 12 at this point.
What's the one?
Consider yourself lucky.
Ted Lasso, baby.
There's got to be another one, right?
There's no other ones that I'm interested in. Just the Ted Lasso one right now.
You didn't watch Peacemaker?
I did, but I can't do that collection. Like, I can't add that. The only collection I'm willing to add now is Ted Lasso. That's
Wait, there's Peacemaker Pops?
Shut up.
All right, so that's been our Bruce Banner's bandwagon. You are going to see a couple new faces added to your screen right now.
Wait, do you want my trivia question?
We're going to do it when everyone's here.
Oh, boy.
It's so,
trivia question.
It's an easy trivia question. Let's put us in draft order. Let's see. Anthony goes there. Maya goes here. I go here. All right. So, Brian, do your trivia question while I am setting up the draft order.
Yeah, Maya looks like Kraven the Hunter over there.
Me?
The Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning are meeting in the Stanley Cup final.
We know.
This is the second time in major pro sports history that two teams without an S in their name are meeting in the final. Lightning and Avalanche. What was the other time? Two teams met in the championship round. Neither team had an S in their mascot name.
Of any sport?
Any sport. Yeah, any sport.
Any sport.
Mm.
Jeez.
Ryan, you gave the question of what teams don't have plural.
Yeah, I mean,
it was only Magic. Magic? Orlando Magic?
She's got the right sport.
Ooh.
Jazz?
Okay.
Jazz. Magic and,
yeah.
Milwaukee? No.
No, the Bucks.
2012.
Ooh, Heat.
That's one.
Oh, the Heat and the
Jazz?
No.
Jeez, wow, we are bad sports fans.
Wait. Heat and it was a LeBron team, yeah. So
that was the LeBron Heat team.
Yeah.
Spurs.
Spurs.
Yeah. Yeah,
the
who did they play that year?
Oklahoma.
Thunder.
Wow.
KC.
Wow.
I thought you guys would get that.
Damn. Okay.
Kara's saying heat and someone, she wants partial credit.
Okay, so we are happy to welcome back to the Agents of Field podcast, Miss Sarah. Sarah, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. I'm coming off of a week and a half of COVID, so ready to have a little bit of fun tonight.
Was it worth it though? Considering where you got it,
I did. I got it at Disneyland, which I should have known better, but I regret nothing. It was so nice to feel normal again for a little bit. So
I told you not to open all those door handles with your mouth, but
you talk about not
kissing
going
strangers. Yeah,
I'm gonna back away. I go to Disney like once a week.
We are happy you are feeling better and happy you are joining us tonight. We are joined by three newcomers as well. We are joined by Maya in the center top, Kevin in the middle left, and Josh in the bottom middle. So starting with Maya, feel free to tell the listeners about your sports fandoms and any other fandoms that you have.
Well, I'm born and raised in Ohio. I currently reside in Ohio, so I don't really care about many sports, but I support the Cavs and any LeBron team. And then also, I mean, I'm a Browns fan by default, so nothing too exciting there. Yeah, that's a little bit about
me. And you're a new Blue Jackets fan, right?
Yeah, I guess new in a way. I went to a few games when I was a kid, but yeah, I only watch basketball. I don't really watch any other sport, so.
Okay. And then Kevin, tell us your sports fandoms and any other fandoms you want.
For sure. First, yes, Kara, I do have the shirt, the Miss Marvel shirt. I saw you commented that. So fandoms, Packers fan, two-share owner of the Packers. that's all that I have. Claim to fame. Yeah, that's my main team. Mets by way of I just enjoy going out to Citi Field for games for baseball, and RIP Whalers.
That is.
You say you're a Carolina Hurricanes fan, baby?
No, yeah. I'm not a Carolina Hurricanes fan.
No, he just wanted to be a jerk and a traitor is what he wanted.
That's
to be.
True. Yes, but no.
Lives in Manhattan, but wouldn't root for the Rangers.
I just wanted to bust Ryan.
I think it worked.
Benedict Arnold. And going over to Josh, tell us your sports fan.
What's going on, guys? I'm Josh. I'm from Salisbury, Maryland. And I'm a big fan of, I hate to admit it up here, I don't know if y'all can see it, but it was either live out on the street or be a Dallas fan. So we're repping the Cowboys over here in the NFL side. But I mostly watch football during football season. I follow that mostly. But NBA team, I like Wizards. I call myself a Wizards fan, but I don't follow it like them too closely. But I always try to, you know, support them whenever. And then for baseball, I'm definitely an O's fan. So I think they're coming back, getting better.
Nobody's an O's fan.
O's fan. So went to the Camden Yards, was it last week or weekend before something? But yeah, so those are my
sports. Did Adley Rutschman play?
No. Lame. Not that way. But I think he just hit his first home run tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Did he?
Yeah.
Number one draft in all baseball.
Yeah.
I know. I saw a weird story that the family's like considering moving to Nashville. I don't know. It's like a weird custody of the. It's a very weird story.
Yeah, there's like a secret coup to move Baltimore to Nashville. Yeah.
Why don't we just take Baltimore and push it somewhere else?
Y'all can take it.
So, all right. Thank you to Maya, Josh, and Kevin for introducing their sports fandom. Another fandom we are all a part of, in fact, it's the reason we all met, is Marvel. The reason we're here for a early Marvel 616 day. So we are going to go around the cycle here, and we're all going to say, you know, what Marvel means to us and what our favorite MCU project is. So we're going to start in the top left, go across, and then end with Josh. So Anthony, go ahead.
What does Marvel mean to me? A lot. I mean, it's been a staple of the relationship I have with my wife. You know, we met in 2007, and she's been with me ever since. I mean, we saw the original Iron Man in theaters. We saw the Incredible Hulk in theaters twice. Don't know why I didn't know it was that bad that early. And, you know, she's been ride or die with me the whole time. You know, I remember we were sitting at a Mexican restaurant before Infinity War, and then the table behind us had already seen it at that point, and they start talking about it. So my wife turns around and yells, "Hey, shut up, spoilers." And then they immediately stop talking about it. So she's always been ride or die with me for it. You know, a lot of memories, you know, we went to go see Black Panther when she was pregnant, you know, all this kind of stuff that I could drag on for hours. But favorite project would probably be Thor Ragnarok. Just absolutely love that movie. I feel like Love and Thunder might take it over. Only because of the goats.
Yeah. Tooth Grinder and Tooth Gnasher.
Yeah, so.
The literal goats. all right, Maya, you are up. Tell us about your Marvel story.
So I got really into Marvel when the first Avengers movie came out. I saw all the previous movies in theaters, but like seeing it all connected got me really, really excited. And that's when I fell in love with Marvel. Unlike Anthony, it's hard to convince like the people around me to go see it. So it's been a solo journey without y'all. Obviously met some of my best friends, that are here present on this call, through Marvel. So really appreciative of that. And then my favorite project, this is tough, but I would have to go with Guardians, first Guardians film.
Nice.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. So I'll go next. Yeah, Marvel. Growing up, I really didn't start going until I was a senior in high school. The reason I got into Marvel was at Age of Ultron on my senior skip day. We didn't have anything to do, so we went to go see Age of Ultron and played hide and seek in IKEA at the IKEA right next door. So that's when I really got it.
14?
I was 14, but I was 18. And excuse me. That's how I got into it. After that movie, I wound up going home that weekend and watching Ant-Man and I think Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and I just fell in love with it. I tried to watch all of them as much as I could. And then starting with Civil War, I wound up going to all the premieres, midnight premieres I met. And then, you know, fast forward a couple of years, I met you guys, and it's just been an incredible journey with Marvel to watch all these movies, see all the interconnectedness, and meet some of my closest friends. My favorite project is the one I go back to the most, even though it's been out, you know, only since 2019. It's Avengers Endgame. It's just a really, really good fan service movie, and I really love it. Kevin, you're up.
I've always enjoyed Marvel growing up and seeing the original Spider-Man films and everything. And I remember I did start the MCU with Iron Man, and I think I've only not seen Incredible Hulk in theaters because I think at the time I remember seeing the Ang Lee one and I was like, this is all right. And I wasn't really a big Hulk fan. And then at the time it was like, it was sort of a sequel to it, but it sort of wasn't. And I didn't really know it was in the MCU.
I saw it twice for you. So one of the times can be, you can have one of them.
Thanks, Anthony. By the time the Avengers came out, it just was like crazy and whatever, you know. And then fast forward to now, I met all you guys, and with me and Ryan both being here in the city, I have somebody that we can go to the movies for the premieres with some of my other friends too. So it's been great to experience that and just have a go-to person to do that with. And I think favorite project, I would say, I always go back to Captain America, the First Avenger. I don't know. I just always enjoyed that in phase one. And I loved that film. And Cap was one of my favorite characters and his arc throughout the Infinity Saga. So that one starting it off was a lot of fun.
So working on some Broadway and off Broadway stuff, you're telling me that your favorite project is not Save the City in Hawkeye?
No, I enjoy it. I wouldn't say it's a favorite though.
All right, fair enough. Sarah, please tell us about your Marvel story.
My Marvel story, it really just revolves around my family. I was a latecomer. I started watching Marvel when Iron Man 2 came out. I went with my college friends, and we all went and saw Iron Man 2, and it was I didn't know that it was going to be part of this bigger universe until, like Maya said, the first Avengers movie. And I took my nephews to see that, and then they wanted to see it again and again and again and again. So I've always just kind of associated, like opening nights, it's a family thing. We all go, and now my nephews are, one is getting his license and the other. So it's like, it's crazy just growing up, watching them grow up with the MCU as the MCU grows. So it's got a very warm place in my heart.
And your favorite project?
Gosh, that's a tall order. I've got to go with two days.
I know the answer.
What's the answer? Tell me.
Eternals.
That's what I was going to guess.
I would say Eternals and the first Avengers movie, just for that reason I said about my nephews, taking my nephews to see it so many times in the theater.
Also Nat.
Yeah, also Nat, yes.
Thank you. And Brian, you are up.
I mean, it's hard to put into words, like everybody said. Watching my kids grow up around Marvel's been a lot of fun. As things grow and come out, we're able to do opening nights together. Earth's Mightiest Weirdos exists because of it, and everybody on this show has been on it. I don't know if Josh has been on it. We need to get Josh on Earth's Mightiest Weirdos.
Oh, yeah? I'm pretty weird.
I love it. Couple of projects near the top of my list that haven't been mentioned yet, Spider-Man No Way Home and WandaVision are near the top of my list.
Also great choices. And Josh, close us out.
All right. Probably like my fandom, probably for the movies at least. Like, it was definitely like starting with Iron Man. Like, I knew about Marvel as a kid. Like, I knew about like Spider-Man. Like, Spider-Man was like my favorite character coming up. But like, I really wasn't too familiar like with the Avengers. And like, I knew about Iron Man and Captain America, but not like fully till it was cool actually like watch each of the movies come out in theaters throughout the years. And like, I felt as though I was like the only one picking up like, yo, they're like building something here. But like, I didn't really have a whole lot of people to talk to until like really like around Avengers came around. And then like people started coming to me like, oh, like I remember you was talking about this. I was like, yeah. But but yeah, then it just automatically took off and grew, and I love the MCU. And I mean, meeting you guys and having everyone to talk about it with is super great. And everyone like around here, everyone knows that I love Marvel, so everyone's always gifting me and like hitting me up about questions. Probably my favorite project, honestly, it was probably in Age of Ultron. I like when that movie, like when I heard that they were finally making the sequel to Avengers, I was like, man, I watched so many trailers. Like I dissected every little thing. And like, I wouldn't say I spoiled the movie for myself just because like I was obsessed with it that much. But that was probably like my personal favorite one. So.
All right, cool. We got some, definitely some all different answers around the board. I don't think anybody has the same one. So thank you all for sharing your Marvel story. And with that, we are going to get into the fantasy draft. So just going to lay out some quick ground rules, snake draft order. So it starts with Anthony, goes across, then to Kevin and across, then to Josh, same way we did the story order. Once a player or once a character is picked, they cannot be picked again. However, like we discussed on our Star Wars episode, if there is multiple versions, Baby Groot, regular Groot, teenage Groot, they are three separate characters. They can be picked. You do not have to pick in a sport order. If Anthony starts with baseball, Maya can go to basketball. I can go to hockey, so forth. We're drafting one character to baseball, basketball, football, hockey, and a wild card. Everyone good to go?
Wait, Ryan, I have another question.
Sure.
Does what if characters count as separate characters?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect. Girl's just trying to get all the visions she can. Girl's gonna make up a vision at this point.
With the first overall pick in the 2022 Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. MCU fantasy draft, Anthony, you are on the clock.
I'm going bonkers.
Of course you are.
All right. So for my first pick, I'm going football. Linebacker, Hunter B15.
Nice. Very nice.
Nobody is getting past her. She is laying out anybody that even takes a step towards her.
Does she get to have her baton?
She does.
And yeah, that's a great pick.
She's got the whole gear from the TVA. She's got all of it. She's out there pruning people left and right.
She also like hits them and slows them down and takes the ball from them and runs the other way. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
No, I told you, I'm going wild.
All right. With the second overall pick in the 2022 Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. MCU draft, Maya, you are on the clock.
It's going to be a mouthful if you say it on every pick.
I'm not saying it on every pick. I'm just saying it for the first three.
Alrighty. I'm going to go football as well, and then I'm going to go with Gilgamesh.
Nice.
Ooh, I like that.
Please expound.
Well, he just strong as fuck, and wait, can I say that?
That's fine. You're good.
He's very strong. I just feel like he would be like a great teammate, definitely a team player, giving those vibes.
Is he making pie for everybody? Huh? Is he making pie for everybody?
Spit beer.
Yeah. After the post game pie, yeah, for sure.
She's like the team mom too.
Yeah.
Bringing snacks to practice.
Yeah.
Apron Gilgamesh.
I love that. That's a phenomenal pick. Well done. Okay. So with the third overall pick in the 2022 Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. MCU fantasy draft, the last one I will say, I'm up. I'm going hockey. Going to get this guy off the board early. I am going to take for my goalie, Drax the Destroyer. His reflexes are too quick. He will catch it.
Very nice.
That was pretty good.
Oh, Kevin, you are on the clock.
Great. I'm going to go basketball. I'm going to select MJ. Because she's going to channel Lola Bunny, the best player on the Toon Squad team.
Lola Bunny is a variant of Zendaya. That's what you're going with?
Yes.
Very nice.
That's my pick.
Perfect. Sarah, you are up.
Anthony, is Hunter B15 offensive or defensive lineman?
Linebacker.
Linebacker.
Defense. Oh, linebacker. Okay. Okay. Because I think my pick could take her. So I want them. I want to see this happen.
Okay, let's go.
My pick is Topaz.
Oh, yes.
I want to see it happen. Melt stick. Yeah.
Ooh, so we got prune stick versus the melt stick.
Yeah.
Ooh. 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 That might have to be like, we might have to.
I want
to
see it.
Do fencing as the wild card.
There you go.
Featured okay. matchup. That, oh my gosh. That's incredible. Wow. Brian, you are up.
I can't believe I get this. I played 18. I shot 18. I'm picking Clint Barton to play golf.
Ooh, damn.
Oh, that's your wild card?
Yes.
I like it.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That's a great one.
Oh, okay. Damn. I had one for all guy, but that's okay. That was actually right.
Josh, you are on the clock for two back-to-back picks.
Oh, boy. Two back-to-backs. Oh, my goodness. All right. So hear me out. So my first pick, I got to go with my boy T'Challa himself and for playing a position of wide receiver in football.
Nice.
That boy can sprint down the field in a heartbeat. And I'm sure he can catch that football with ease and, like, dust. Like, I'm just picturing him and Cap going side by side of the hip, just like, and, like, dusting him on the play with it.
Can he catch it without puncturing it, though?
All right. Oh, wait. So I pick another one too, right?
Yeah, but don't say that about the Cap and T'Challa scene too loud. Kara's in the comments and she might freak out. So
Uh-oh. Okay. And for my next pick, this was a little bit more time.
What's up, Piano Rob?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, Rob? I'd probably go with this is a tough one. Probably go with Black Widow. And with the wild card.
Soccer. Good play.
And I think I'm gonna go with soccer with it.
Really thought that one through, didn't you?
I really thought this one through. I promise you. It didn't sound like I did, but hear me out. So I just see, you know, like the way that she does the things with her legs, it's incredible. Like when she takes down like the guard from Iron Man 2.
Why not gymnastics?
Oh, I should have done gymnastics with that one.
Wrestling.
I forgot about that.
You're not supposed to fall in gymnastics.
But okay, so I took her off the table with it. I wasn't ready for that back to back one. But okay.
You're gonna have another one coming up when it's your turn again, so be prepared.
Perfect. So who's this going back to now?
This is now Brian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I am super happy with my team already. I'm going to shoot like 60 under par in golf. And I have the Incredible Hulk as my fullback.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Cool. Bigger than the refrigerator Perry. You're not going to stop the guy from either lead blocking or scoring a touchdown with the 33 dive. It's just not going to happen.
Unless it's Thanos. He's against.
You already picked a football player, didn't you? So you can't pick Thanos.
I know, but other people can.
Sarah, you are on the clock.
I'm so happy I get to pick this person. I'm going with hockey, and she is going to be my power forward. Jen Walters.
Ooh, okay.
Power forward's a basketball position.
Yeah.
I googled hockey positions and it said power forward.
Power forward is a type of forward in hockey, like it's, you know, like a Rick Nash type or a Milan Lucic type. So she's good. Mm. She's right.
Mm.
But they're just a forward.
But
forward
also specific power style forward. Player. I for somebody whose team's in the Stanley Cup final, Brian, you don't know a lot about hockey.
Ooh, ouch.
There's a right wing, a left wing, a center, and two defensemen. A power forward is a
type of winger.
Yeah, okay. Fine. Sounds good. You know more about hockey than I do. That's fine. I will fully admit that. It's 3-1. And your team's at home.
Ouch. Guys. Keep it light. Keep it light.
He came at me. It's Kevin's turn. He came at me.
You don't get to say it's Kevin's turn. I'm the host. I get to say it's Kevin's turn. Kevin, it's your turn.
All right. So for my wild card pick, I am choosing Nebula for paper football.
Are you? I shit you not. This is an explicit
language.
Yeah, I know.
You're good.
I have it right here under my wild card. You're not going to be able to see it, are you?
No. You. Well, you snooze, you lose.
Yeah, I know. Very nice. Great minds.
All right. I am on the clock now. I am going to go with football, and I am going to take Peter Parker as a slot receiver because the ball gets out of his range. Thwip it up. That's fine. So
thwip it up.
He would be an absolute secret weapon for Bill Belichick. Short little white guy.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely would be wearing a hoodie with no sleeves out there on the field.
Maya, you are on the clock.
Oh, okay. Well, my next is going to be my wild card. And it is Rocket. And I'm choosing for volleyball. I think he'll make a great libero.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yo, that scene from Guardians 2 where he was going from tree to tree, he's scrappy, he has the skills.
Heck yeah.
I like that. Oh, Rocket. That's good.
That's awesome. Anthony, you are on the clock for back-to-back picks now.
All right. I'm going to go with baseball, and okay. My pitcher is going to be Dr. Strange.
Okay.
And you're not going to be able to hit anything he's throwing. If the umpire decides that he wants to call a strike a ball, he's going to be in a different dimension. He's going to be in the paint dimension. Angel Hernandez is going to be – he's going to be in the – which dimension had the dinosaurs? That's the one Angel Hernandez is going to be in.
The greatest thing to ever happen to the game of baseball.
Yeah, so I'm going Dr. Strange on the mound. He's pitching okay. No hitters every single start. Okay. And then my wild card, I'm going to go track and field. I'm going to go Ayo from the Dora Milaje.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
What event
took it from Sarah? Javelin.
Son of a thing. Are you kidding me?
It's as if he saw your picks.
Yeah.
Just so I'm not showing all my picks. It's written at the top. It's been written for a while. Yeah, homegirl. She throws that spear like it ain't nothing. She's gonna toss a javelin twice as far as anybody's gonna be able to.
I love that.
Yes.
Sarah's whole existence is falling apart.
Yeah, it is. It's fine.
Sarah's over there like, I got COVID. Be nice to me.
Not excuse.
Maya, you are on the clock with your third overall pick.
Oh, I get to go again?
Yeah.
Okay. My next one is hockey. And for goalie, I'm going with Laffy. Because he's giant, he's used to the cold, and he's big. And
heck yeah.
I think he'd be a good guard, I guess, in hockey or whatever. It's goalie.
At this point, Brian's just going to be able to have the five main Avengers because nobody else wants to take any of them.
Yeah, I'm taking it a little too seriously, I think.
That's fine. That's a great pick, Maya. I really like that. Okay, so
Frost Giants.
I am up. And for my baseball team, I am going to draft Thor Odinson because he knows how to swing a hammer, so therefore he knows how to swing a baseball bat.
Nice.
That's a good pick.
Kevin, you are on the clock.
Great. I'm going to do football, and I apologize in advance, Jalen. I'm picking Morris as the ball. His wings are going to help him get down the field. His little wings are going to help him get around. And, you know, he looks like a football. So, my pick
Dan is Marino throws back, throws him, and he just sees little wings.
Yep. He's going to get to the end zone, and he's just going to like lay down and fall over. great pick, Sarah. You're on the clock.
I'm on the clock. I'm going to, y'all have already seen these, but I'm going to do baseball she just gives a League of Their Own vibes. I'm going to go with Director Hill.
Ooh, okay.
And she's going to be Catra, of course.
But no one had her on the list.
The comic book version of Hill.
I love me some Kobe.
Yes.
We're going to see Josh eating a grilled cheese in 5 minutes. So like Colby, he's going to be getting in his mouth tonight.
Jeez.
He's gone.
Hey, was there a glitch? Did something happen?
Yeah, something happened.
I hope it was worth it, as you have to move all the people around again.
I didn't know that was going to happen, so I'm just
oh my god. All right, Brian, you are on the clock.
Is it me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I got confused out of order. Okay. I'm gonna go basketball, and I'm gonna go with Giant Man as my son. And I went in the right order because I got another one I want to do, but it sounds like Josh would have taken it. So I'm glad I went. I'm going to go with Scott Lang in his giant form before his head falls off and rolls through Avenger Con.
Well, what do you do? Destroy the basket, though? It's going to be really hard. It's like, you know, trying to, you know, place the basketball in this tiny hole since you're so big.
Well, I mean, it's sure, but it's kind of like picking up Sonny Birch off of a boat. That's like, you figure it out.
Really? Yeah, everyone's just going to go ahead and let that one go, Maya. Jesus.
What?
You're talking about too big for the hole.
Okay, you ain't got to explain.
Josh.
All right, I'm on the clock now.
You don't get to throw it to Josh. I get to throw it to Josh. Josh, you're on the clock.
You're letting
hit it. Hit the sound, Brian.
Yeah.
Don't
Brian
do it.
Brian is being a little bitch again.
Thank you.
Like Chris Pratt and Chris Hemsworth. Of course. God. Fight with knives.
All right,
Josh, your grilled cheese is gonna have to wait. You're up, buddy.
All right,
you're not allowed to throw it to him. Ryan has to throw it to him.
Ryan already did throw it to him.
Yeah,
well, I guess I can get away with it. All right, I guess I can still use some. All right, so for I'm gonna use a wild card.
You already used the wild card.
Wait, oh shit, that's right, I already did. Okay, so I'm not gonna use the wild card. So I'm gonna go with basketball.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put the Wasp. I think she can, because they can still have the strength while she's little like that. You know, she can bring the ball up, you know, break some ankles in between, and then just shoot up normal size and just dunk it on them.
That's not bad.
I think that's pretty valid. Yeah. I mean, it'd be hard to guard her, you know, especially when she's like that.
Very true. Yes.
Get past that.
That's fair. Logical.
Okay, and you have another one.
And then, so for my next one,
hockey and baseball left.
So, baseball. I think I'm going to have to go with my man, Steve Rogers.
Okay.
He could hit some dingers. Like the way he hit the inners with Mjolnir. I mean, that's a grand slam right there. So, I'm sure he could hit one out the park with. Eat.
Plus, yeah. He's the oldest one, and only old people like baseball now. So.
Right?
Fair. Yeah, I mean, he was rolling into the game.
Baseball.
When he woke up, he was listening to baseball on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
game he was at.
So, Brian, you are on the clock. Unless you would like to throw it to yourself,
I think all. I am. What do I have left? Baseball and hockey, right? I'm going to go baseball. I'm going to go with Groot because he can furnish the entire team's bats.
Equipment man. Yeah. I had that one. That was an awesome. Bad.
I love that. Good one. Good one, Brian. Sarah, you are on the clock.
I'm going to do football.
You already did football.
You already did football.
You took Topaz.
Okay. I'm going to do baseball, my pitcher.
You did baseball?
You did baseball.
Oh, are we almost done? Okay. Basketball.
Sports left.
Did I do basketball yet?
You have basketball? No, you have basketball and your wild card left.
So I've got... No. Okay. Basketball, I'm going to do Captain Carter as my point.
Okay.
Just because you want her on your team?
No, Captain Carter has, I think she's got point guard vibes. Don't you think?
I'm just curious that you just wanted her on your team.
Also, yeah, duh. Locker room pep talks.
You just want to see Captain Carter in the locker room.
Yes.
Josh already took Natasha away, so
yeah, freaking Josh.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I'm from the back on that one.
It's okay.
I got a good one coming up.
You only got one pick left.
Yeah, right? eight picks or so to go until you're up again. Kevin, you're on the clock.
All right, I'm going baseball. I'm gonna pick Justin Hammer because he likes to steal.
Okay. Anthony, is that you?
Anthony, is that you?
Okay. I am up.
Hey, Ryan, it's your pick.
Ryan, go.
I'm trying to figure out who I'm taking. Hush.
Okay, hey, right. Ryan, it's your turn. If you don't
all know. Right, so I'm going to take for basketball. I am going to draft Itri as my center.
God damn it.
You're the one.
Itri, played by Peter Dinklage, as my center.
You son of a...
Hold the door.
Maya, you are up.
Oh, crap.
You have basketball and baseball left.
Yeah, I'm feeling very conflicted. Okay, so I'm going to go baseball. And very, very similar thought processes, Sarah, someone we like to see in the locker room, and that is my husband, Bucky. I would love to see him be the pitcher. He has the arm to do it. He got a Wakandan arm. He'll be great.
She's like that new pitching machine Mets just bought for their team. Just a high-tech pitching arm, high-tech pitching machine. That is a great one. He's got the hair, the long, you know, mullet-type hair.
He will look great in a uniform.
Yeah, and Josh picked Steve Rogers for baseball. He didn't even mention that America's ass would look great in baseball pants.
Sure.
Very nice. Oh, yes, it would.
Without a
quarter off of those things.
All right, Anthony, you are on the clock.
All right. For basketball, I'm going to go with Itri because you stole my pick, you dirty son of a bitch.
Too bad.
I'm going to go with Abomination then for basketball.
Ooh, ow.
I mean, that's the closest thing to Space Jam you're going to be able to get. So, my last pick is going to be hockey. I have two choices here.
Oh, God.
And I don't know which one to go with.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go with the Death Dealer.
Oh.
Shang-Chi. You put that tricky, quick little bastard on some skates and nobody's touching him. Talk about winning the fastest skater competition. Jordan Kyrou and Connor McDavid, they got some competition behind them.
I thought you were going to, like, you know, go for, like, the goalie mask vibe, but that works too.
Nope. He's going to be a left wing.
Perfect.
He's going to be a power left wing defenseman.
A power forward left wing defenseman.
Yeah. Goalie.
Score. Okay. Coach, mascot.
Enforcer.
PA announcer.
Enforcer is a thing, but no, he's too small to be an enforcer.
Can we do one last round and pick somebody from sports that we want to introduce into the MCU? Can we do that as our last pick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Okay, cool.
All right, Maya, you are up with your last character to be played in sports.
This is tough because I realize I left a very amazing character off the table, but I am going to go Taskmaster for basketball because
watch
the footage. Nothing is going to get past him. No move or anything. He can master, or she can master every person's moves. Nothing's going to be able.
That's
to
a good one. Did you say basketball?
Except for Lola Bunny, apparently.
Basketball. Dog. Kind of like where they dribble up and down the court. That's where.
That's really
she would sink every three. Holy right. cow.
So I have my last pick for this round. I am taking my wild card. I have three. And I'm going to go with Sam Wilson and Red Wing for the Drone Racing League.
It's not bad.
Is it a legitimate sport?
RIP yeah, Red Wing. The headquarters are like right in Manhattan. It's a legitimate sport. They have like races all over the country in arenas.
It looks yeah. exactly like it looks exactly like, you know, that part in Spider-Man Homecoming where Vulture like takes down all the stuff in the thing to make the building collapse. Like that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah.
In like an abandoned warehouse around a bunch of concrete poles.
Has anybody seen the new movie Ambulance with Jake Gyllenhaal?
And Yaya's in that, right?
Yeah, Yaya's in that. It was a Michael Bay movie, but he actually got like a drone racing champion to like fly a drone around with a camera and shoot some of the movie.
That's cool. Dope.
Damn.
All right. Kevin, you are on the clock for your last one, and you have hockey left.
Thanks. Yeah, so for hockey, I'm going to pick as my goalie, Cull Obsidian.
Okay. Ooh. Big dude.
Makes sense.
That's a tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Sarah, you are up.
Sarah, you're up.
Anthony.
Anthony, is that you?
I'm gonna take one that's probably gonna upset Brian a little bit, but for fencing, I'm taking our dad, Jacques Duquesne.
I don't know if I have him anymore.
Hello, sweetie. Yeah.
Hello, there sweetie. You go. Once fencing got brought up earlier, I'm surprised that wasn't Brian's first pick.
I know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I took this game a little far too seriously.
All right,
I'm glad because it's been a blast.
It has. This has been really fun.
Who would have had Topaz on their list? I mean, honestly.
The fact that no one chose Wanda 2 is mind-boggling. But
and Cord.
It's not over yet.
My God. Brian, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I'm not taking Wanda. But I am, taking the Hex version of Vision because he has super speed and everything that he can do. He's going to be on my hockey team. He's going to be the fastest skater in the league.
You mean like Night Vision? Oh no, you're thinking of
Hex Vision.
Yeah, like fake vision.
Oh. Fake vision.
Okay.
Yeah, vision.
Pseudo vision.
And Josh, you have your last pick for this round. You are drafting a hockey player.
Hockey. All right, hear me out. And I think it's going to be
really hear me out. I don't know how hockey works, but
so for hockey, I think I'm gonna draft Cersei.
Okay.
So you know she can manipulate items and change their structure and whatnot. So whenever she's on the field, they come in, she can like put her hands down and manipulate the ice, or she can like manipulate the skates or the hockey pole. So I think she would have an all around
different advantage.
Hockey
pole.
Hockey. Excuse me. Hockey pole. This shows how much I love hockey. I really need to go there. I've been to like the Capitol like arena a lot, but not for a game. And I need to go catch a game there. It seems like a lot of fun.
3-2.
Next time I'm in DC, we'll go.
You're giving me real big Chance the Rapper on SNL vibes. When he has to be the announcer for the Rangers and not the Knicks. You know what they say. Let's do that hockey.
Yo, no, but for real though, it definitely seems like a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
But no, yeah.
That's a great pick. I love that pick. Manipulate the ice. Like that's legit. Ice tilt. All right, so Josh, you are going to start us off with the last round. That was surprise. You are going to give us an athlete that you want to see join the MCU.
An athlete that I would love to see join the MCU. I would love to see. Oh, you know what? I would love for Michael Jordan to join the MCU. Maybe if this was like before Endgame and all stuff. I don't know. I would just like maybe love to see like a scene, like maybe like with Tony and like in Vegas or somewhere, and he's like with Michael Jordan, and they're like hitting the slots and they're just like bouncing off ideas, like just
3-3.
Yeah, I love. That'd be legit.
That would be a lot of interesting conversations in that room.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be interesting. That's cool. I like it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian, you're
up. Doing okay there, buddy?
I would like Gritty to replace Thanos in the MCU.
No, buddy, no.
That just means you would have to dress up like Gritty.
And he's not an athlete. Rudy. He's a mascot.
It didn't have to be. I said anybody from the sports bureau.
I'm sure that's how you said it too, just so you can see that.
And then he's gonna rewind it 100%. Because he needs to be right.
No,
he just wants.
I said somebody from the sports bureau because I wanted to get the whole Gritty as Thanos off the ground. That's all that was.
All right, Sarah, you are up.
Can it just be a cameo as themselves, or are they replacing a hero? Or
whatever you want it to be.
Whatever feels right.
Everything's made up. It doesn't matter.
Sarah, you're up.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I wasn't sure.
You're actually up now.
Is it my turn? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I would love a Megan Rapinoe cameo just because I love Megan Rapinoe. Y'all know that. But some kind of funny cameo from her would be super fun, I think.
Ooh, yes. Yep.
Maybe in a Guardians movie.
That's what I was thinking too, was Guardians. Yeah.
Paper football.
James Gunn, are you listening?
Can you hear me?
If he is, he's not anymore.
Kevin, you're up.
I'm going to go with the recently retired Ryan Fitzmagic Fitzpatrick.
To do what?
I don't know. He just feels like he would be unhinged.
He's gonna replace Taserface.
Sure.
Yes.
Or he plays.
What are they from?
Football.
He was a quarterback. Yeah, okay. I don't know. I just feel like he would do something wild.
He plays Conor McGregor in a fight on television.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
That's amazing. All right. I am going to say, give me Zdeno Chara replacing Groot in the MCU. He's the tallest NHL player to ever play. He's like 6'9", not on skates. He's like almost 7 foot on skates.
Nice.
Oh, he's a monster.
Yeah. So that's
Czech Republic, right?
What?
He's from the Czech Republic.
It's Slovakia.
Hmm. They're growing big over there.
Jesus. Maya,
it's your turn.
I'm going to fly to St. Louis.
They work out. Let's go to a hockey game.
Your hockey team will win if you go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to be casting J.R. Smith as Johnny Storm.
Would he have to wear a shirt?
Huh?
Would he have to wear a shirt?
He has no shirt, just the Henny in hand and flaming woman.
He's a golfer too.
Yeah. He was just
giving that chaotic vibe. I feel like he would be a great Johnny Storm.
J.R. Smith.
He just played I think last year when he was playing golf at a at the one of the colleges near me. It's about like 20 minutes away from me that he was playing at.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
He's doing it right.
He's got his GPA.
Yeah, he made his millions, then he went back to school, and he got an NIL deal when he did it because they finally allowed it. So he's a genius.
Yeah. He did it backwards.
J.R. Smith is a genius. That's probably the first time that has ever been.
Anthony, close us out.
He just can't remember the score of the finals. But other than that.
I've got three, but I'm going to end it on the best one. All right, I want Conor McGregor as Batroc.
Yes.
I want Patrick Kane as Razor Fist.
Who's that?
Yeah, I can see that.
Shang-Chi.
I just want Patrick Kane to get punched in the face.
Yeah, except Patrick Kane's not. Patrick Kane's a bigger douche than Razor Fist is.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then last but not least, I want Ted Lasso as our new Nick Fury.
Yes.
It would be a very different MCU, I feel like.
It really would.
Thor, just be a goldfish.
I can see Nick.
They got a 10-second memory.
Thor's already kind of a goldfish.
Yeah.
Just because he eats a lot of goldfish doesn't mean he is a goldfish.
Unbelievable.
Just does the Carlton.
As Brian always says, for the three people that get what we're doing here, we thank you so much. We're having a lot of fun. And this has been awesome.
Hey Brian, you can go ahead and end the show now.
Listen, I wish that soundbite said Anthony is being a little bitch right now, because I would use it right now.
Brian is being a little bitch again.
Thank you so much to all of you for joining us. Sarah for coming back, and for Maya, Kevin, and Josh for joining us for the first time. Hopefully you'll be back soon. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for all who have watched live, all who watch on the rewind, and all who are going to listen in podcast form. Starting with you, Anthony, anything you need to plug?
Can you rewind YouTube?
Yeah. On the rewatch, whatever.
You said rewind, but whatever, I guess. That's cool. All right, Maya just got whiplash on that fucking eye roll. No, I don't have anything to plug.
Okay.
Language.
Maya, anything you would like to plug?
Well, tomorrow, Nerdy Girls After Dark is back after a three-week hiatus? Something like that. And we're talking about traveling. So tune in if y'all want to know about, best practices in traveling and some of our traveling experiences.
Awesome. Kevin, what do you got to plug? Anything?
Check out on the Earth's Mightiest Weirdos Instagram, the Earth's Mightiest Minute every week. It's your minute recap of all the MCU news of the week.
Okay. And Kevin, do you want to tell the listeners about the exciting news from your line of work this past week and plug that?
It was Sarah's turn.
I know, but
it was Sarah's turn. I don't know if I
if you want to. Okay. Never mind. Sarah, go ahead.
Okay. Maya already plugged Nerdy Girls tomorrow night, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern. And then I've got the Nerd Emporium June Extravaganza show next Friday. We're going to be talking with a bunch of LGBTQIA comic creators, artists. We've got a very special segment with Anthman and a craftsman artisan. He makes props and toys and stuff like that. He's really cool. And that is next Friday, June 24th at 7:30 Central.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Brian, what do you have to plug?
Just the Nerd Life Network. Sunday nights, Babu's Freaking Podcast talking Obi-Wan Kenobi. Monday nights, Earth's Mightiest Weirdos talking Miss Marvel. Tuesday nights with Comics and Cinema with Alex. He talked about Jurassic World Dominion this week. Agents of Field on Wednesdays, as you are clearly aware. And Thursday nights, the Nerdy Girls After Dark. Give us a listen. Give us a subscription.
Okay. And Josh, anything you need to plug?
No, just my phone, because it's about to die, but
all right, so finally, follow us on our social channels. On Instagram, it's Agents of Field Podcast, and on Twitter, it's Podcast AOF. Only took 12 weeks for me to get it down pat. Thank you so much to everyone who's joining us and listening, and until next week, we will see you on the shuffleboard court.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
You can end the show.
Ryan, can I say?